Previously in the Brotherverse.
60 days ago, General Sage disappeared into the icy landscape.
There was some big blue light that just shot out of the sky.
You step through the face of this crystal, and you're standing in this gigantic atrium.
Water, fire, wind, earth, thunder, darkness, you must find.
So you have completed 4 talisman tasks now.
Shall we do another?
Roll that dice. Oh man, will it be chronological?
Wait, so there's 2 left, right?
Anybody got a coin? Flip a coin.
I got a giant Coke bottle filled with coins.
Boy, do I have coins.
I have 1,000 coins.
Did somebody say coin?
Oh my
Flip
god.
All try of to, the coins. Let me
you
see if
fish
I
fish one out of this.
Yeah, I don't know how I get just
oh,
one.
I think you need a bottle opener.
Oh yeah.
A giant bottle opener.
Oh shoot, I don't have a giant bottle opener.
Well, I mean, it's probably okay if you dump out more than one, right?
Chris, if you have another giant bottle, you can open up that bottle.
You release the genie's curse if you release more than one coin.
I want to see if maybe I can get one to fall out by just leaving the coin bank slot.
Oh, because oh, there's yeah. actually a slot in the top of the
bottle. You can just put it on the edge of the table and just slam it up.
Yeah.
If you do that, the top's going to come out and they're all going to fall out. I guarantee it.
And you're going to break the table
oh, wait.
In half.
Yeah. Hold on. I can't do this till we decide what's what. Is there a traditional, like, heads is one, tails is two?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. Yes,
there
that's
is
the
now.
Tradition. All right. It's a Canadian penny.
Oh,
nice.
Oh. Interesting choice. Do we know what a heads and tails is on a Canadian penny?
One is thunder, two is darkness.
It's a one.
Yay!
Nice.
We did it.
And the other 2 doors just light up, and you just go through the atrium.
We solved the greater puzzle.
Accidentally went in numerical order.
Yep, it's good old Queen Elizabeth.
Dope.
The second, I think, I believe.
Oh, I have no idea. Sorry, Canadians.
Well, sorry, all of the Commonwealth.
Yeah, true.
What is the tails of a Canadian penny?
Oh, shoot.
Isn't it a maple leaf?
I put it away.
Oh. That sounds right. I know I've seen plenty of them.
Let me fish it back
life,
out.
But... 2 hours later.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's a maple leaf.
Oh, here we go. It's 2 maple leaves.
Oh.
Oh. Ah. Weird, because it's 1 cent, but...
But this one's from 1969.
Okay.
Oh, that's an old penny. I learned recently that the U.S. penny is not called the penny. There's nothing like officially called. It's just 1 cent.
What?
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
The word penny is borrowed from like British money, and it just like adapted into our own.
Like,
but it's not officially called a penny.
That's weird.
I wonder
is it officially called a quarter or a dime?
I don't know about that.
Or a nickel?
What, 1 step at a time? I only learned about 1 cent.
I feel like probably not like nickel. It's like because it used to be made of nickel.
Yeah.
Right? I feel these are all false. I don't want to say anything that I'm wrong about.
I wonder if the Canadian penny is actually a penny.
I don't know.
It's a Lenny. It's a loony penny.
Or it's a Kenny.
A Canadian
a Kenny. All right. So you guys flip a coin and decide to go into the Thunder Dome. I wanted to say Thunder Dome so badly.
I know.
You could have.
It could be the Thunder Dome.
I got there eventually. You walk through the Thunder Dome door. And you're like outside again, and you see the door behind you disintegrate in ash and blow away in the wind. It's really windy here. Oh. And the sky is very cloudy and dark, and you can hear some low rumblings of thunder. And you can't see very far off into the distance. It's just like wind is whipping up like sand and dirt and things around you. And in front of you, you see a pedestal and three sticks stuck in the ground around it.
Can we approach the pedestal and investigate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you guys walk up to it, and there is writing inscribed upon it. And it's written in common.
What? Oh, I read it.
Okay. So Yenri walks up on his tippy toes to read it. And it says, "The rolls of thunder must rise and fall before they can rest in harmony."
I was going to say, when we walked into this room, that thunder was an interesting... because I was picturing lightning.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it actually sounds like it maybe has something to do with sound.
That's my forte. Pun intended.
That's my piano. Read it again, Yenri. Not the DM. Yenri, read it to me.
The rolls of thunder must rise and fall before something.
They can rest in harmony.
Oh, so close. Okay.
That's pretty good.
So we've got a couple musical terms there. We got rest. We got harmony. These are double entendres, perhaps.
The rolls of thunder must rise and fall.
Like fat rolls.
You're figuring out all the double meanings. like bread rolls.
Oh, and rise. Like bread.
Yeah. Rise, yeah. You gotta cook some bread.
Where's the oven?
Shit, I made this too easy.
Then we gotta sing a barbershop. This is trio like, around the bread.
This is like National Treasure logic.
Yeah.
The secret lies with Charlotte.
The secret lies with Charlotte.
With Charlotte.
Yeah. The secret lies with Charlotte.
Can that please be a plot point later?
Oh my god, you guys are in an icy like wasteland.
Yeah.
That was on the, like he finds that boat frozen in the ice.
Yeah,
because it's the Charlotte. Oh my god, that's amazing.
Anyway,
how many sticks are there?
There are three.
There's three of us.
Can I go?
That's true.
Grab one?
Yeah. So you go and grab a stick, and Ryan and Dylan, I want you to take your headphones off for a second.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, Orc, you hear this tone reverberate through your body.
Oh. Can I sing out loud?
Yeah, Dylan and Ryan, you can put your headphones back on.
Hey, guys, I hear... It's like a tone in my body.
Oh, okay.
Yenri
grabs another stick.
All right, Chris and Ryan, take your headphones off.
Oh,
Yenri, you hear this tone.
Okay. I hear this. I hear that tone.
All right, Puff grabs the last stick.
All right. And Dylan and Chris, headphones off. Puff, you hear this tone reverberate through your body.
Puff hears this.
You feel the staffs like move out of the ground, and you now feel just imbued with the power of these staffs, and they feel mildly like electrified. Like you see little like jets of lightning wrapping around the pole, and they're also wrapping around your body.
Oh, what was the rest of the puzzle? Was that it?
The rolls of thunder must rise and fall before it can rest in harmony. So we need to like rise and fall a bit somehow. Or the rolls of thunder must rise and fall. Do we need to like beat the sticks on the ground? Give some like drum background?
Little, the files are in the computer. Yeah.
We got the power sticks. Let's hit the ground. Yeah.
Can I shoot lightning? I point a staff in the sky and go, ah.
So you raise your staff into the sky and you feel lightning charge around your body and it flows up through your arm and up the staff and it shoots into the sky. And you hear your tone, and you guys all hear this, shoot into the sky, and then thunder starts to roll in the same tone as that around you.
Okay. Yenri, you want to go together?
Should we all shoot together?
Oh, I guess we probably should.
probably. The rolls of thunder must rise and fall before I can rest in harmony. Yeah, let's just do it all at once. See what happens.
Don't cross the streams.
Oh, wait. No, I got it. I got it.
Huh?
Okay. Oh, we have to play it down and up? Was that what you were going to say?
Yeah, up and down.
Rise and then fall.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Yenri is middle note. Yeah. So Yenri goes, pew, and shoots his stick up in the air.
All right, and you hear Yenri's tone shoot off as lightning flows through his arm and up the staff and shoots into the sky.
And then Puff raises his baton.
And the same thing happens, and you hear Puff's tone reverberate around the sky as thunder rolls to his tone.
And then Yenri again, are we thinking?
Yeah. Or does Puff need to go again? Probably Yenri.
I think it's Yenri. Yenri puts his staff up in the air.
All right, and Yenri's tone strikes again and rolls across the sky. And you're starting to see the clouds light up a bit, like the whole sky is starting to spin around you and lightning is chaining through and starting to light up the clouds in purple tones. Tones of color, that is.
And Orc goes, Thundercats, ho!
And you hear, ho!
Thundercats,
ho!
I can't actually hear it, so.
That actually is dead on, I think.
Really? I have perfect pitch.
The musical episode proved that.
Mm-hmm.
We all did.
Wow.
Yes, yeah, like how the music followed perfectly along.
It's perfect pitch when someone's composing around it.
And then all three, we think? It must rise and fall before it can rest. Or maybe we gotta like wait a beat and then do it.
Oh, yeah.
Rest. Let's take a nap.
Let's take a long rest.
Is it like a whole rest or like 8 hours?
No. As a metronome.
All staffs in the air, yeah?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Oh.
And lightning strikes out from you and flows up into the sky, and you hear the tones and harmony start to rumble across the sky in thunder, and you see the clouds open up before you, and light shines down on you guys, and you see a golden orb start to descend from the sky, and it's slightly electrified, and it falls all the way down and levitates above the pedestal you're standing at.
So, fun fact, the last one took an hour and 30 minutes, and this one we did in under 15.
Music's easy.
Yeah. All right, I yoink the gem.
Yoink.
Right. You grab it, and a door appears behind you with a white light coming out. And you guys walk through it and back into the main atrium. And you see the orb shatter and the gold light move and light up the corresponding orbs about the door you're standing under and the big ornate door in front. And so now you only have one more talisman task to complete. And that would be the Talisman of Darkness.
Ooh. Now I want to go back and find if we have said a different thing each time we've grabbed one. Just like I grabbed the medallion. I yoinked the gem. I acquired the treasure.
I think we've said like crystal or gem.
This next time we have to use different words when we when we grab the thing.
I grab the shiny.
I obtain the precious. Okay, on to the darkness.
Into the darkness.
Do you believe in a thing called love?
Oh, the darkness, I get it.
I would say, I will follow you into the
darkness.
Ness. All right, hold hands and walk into the shadowy doorway.
All right. So you guys hold hands and you walk through the door and you're engulfed in darkness. And you walk for a few steps and you eventually emerge into a room that is all white marble. And there's pillars that are rounding the edges. And there is a large fountain in the middle. And there are three pedestals with bowls atop them that are sitting along the radius of this fountain. And the fountain is spewing this black liquid. And the three bowls are filled with this black liquid. And you also see in between some of the pillars, there's three paintings, but the contents of them are jet black.
I know what to do with this black liquid fountain.
We go light it on fire.
Set it on fire. We've seen this before.
Yeah. The foolproof plan.
Firebolt. It worked out last time?
Yeah.
Eventually.
I mean, we're still here.
It worked out for us.
Yeah. If it ain't broke.
What doesn't kill you goes into the book of tricks.
We got to do a Panama. Yeah. A Panama?
I got shot in Panama.
Okay. I use Firebolt.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Can we go investigate a bowl of black liquid?
Yeah, so you go over and look into it, and you don't see your reflection or anything else. It's like the paintings. It's reflecting no light. It just looks like absolute darkness.
Can I sniff it?
Yeah, you go in, and it doesn't smell like anything. It's odorless.
Can I... do I have like anything I can paint with? I want to paint this liquid on the painting.
Hey, you got your fingers?
Yeah, finger paint. I guess I'll touch it.
Yeah. You reach your hand and it feels cold. It feels very cold.
Does it stick to my fingies?
You lift your hand out of the bowl and it just slides right off and there doesn't appear to be any residue from it on your hands.
Well, light it on fire.
We could drink the darkness.
Oh, like Harry Potter.
When? You gotta remind me of every moment in Harry Potter, apparently.
Me too.
Never touch the stuff.
I was about to say when Gandalf drinks the liquid.
Yeah.
You know in Harry Potter when Gandalf drinks the liquid?
And then Captain Kirk is like, no, don't drink that.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Gandalf. No, but what Dumbledore drinks a liquid?
Yeah, like Ganondorf this? Drinks the liquid. No, when they're in that big, they go to a cave where Dumbledore thinks there's a Horcrux, but it's a locket at the bottom of this crystal basin with water in it, and Dumbledore has to take this shell and drink the water in order to get to the locket, and it messes with his mind, and then all the zombie things come out of the water.
I remember that.
Was this in the movies? I feel like this was not in the movies.
I think it was in the movies. It was number six?
Okay. Six or seven, yeah.
It's the one where... Spoiler alert. I should have said that first.
Which I think is number...
we can bleep that out.
No.
I mean, if you haven't heard it now, it's your own goddamn fault.
They released all the books and all of the movies, and you didn't see or read any of them?
There might be children listening to our podcast.
The brother versus the thing that ruins it for some person. I feel like our audience is probably wise to Harry Potter.
Right. If you've made it in 40 plus episodes of The Brother Versus and haven't read Harry Potter, I am amazed at your choices pop culture.
Who are you?
Yeah. Thank you for not reading Harry Potter, but listening to us.
You probably don't understand any of our jokes, but thank you for listening.
Yeah. We made several Ron Weasley jokes like 4 episodes ago.
Yeah. All right. Who wants to drink the shadow liquid?
I totally forgot what we were doing.
I mean, I'm always down to drink. You think I'll get a buzz off it?
I mean, it looks like Guinness.
I mean, perhaps the buzz of death, but go for it.
The infinite buzz.
The fleeting high of eternal darkness.
Yeah, right final, when your light goes buzz. Off, it releases all the alcohol that you have into your system all at once.
Yeah, alcohol never actually leaves your body.
Yeah,
it's just storing up. Mm.
All right, I'm gonna... I don't know what I can scoop this up with. I got a dead Sprite in a bottle. He's already dead.
You're not just gonna chug the bowl?
I mean, you have hands. What?
Oh, but that falls off my hands. I guess I can try to scoop it up and just...
Yeah, like make a bowl. Like,
isn't it also in a bowl?
It's in a like a fountain bowl, right? Or is it like a kitchen bowl?
It's like a bowl atop a pedestal.
Is it attached?
I don't know.
All right, I try to grab the bowl.
But you do know,
the bowl
right?
up. I do know. I'm just joshing you guys, yeah. I know. It's like you pick up, it's like, I have no idea. It's Schrodinger's bowl. Is it attached? It's not attached? I have no idea.
Nobody knows.
It's both. Ah, no!
No! All right, yeah, so the bowl is not attached.
All right, I drink.
Okay, you lift the bowl up to your lips and you start drinking. You just feel like ice start to flow through your veins. And you lose 16 health points.
Ooh. Yeah, this is not fun, guys. I'm feeling like it hurt.
Are you buzzed?
Like I'm dying. I feel like I'm dying.
Oh.
Ah, the death liquid. Causes death. Who'd have thought?
The schnozberries taste
like schnozberry.
Did I drink the whole thing?
Depends on how much damage you want.
Was that your takeaway from that experience?
Did I do it?
Can't leave a wounded soldier.
Do we win?
I had tried to drink the whole thing. Did I successfully drink the whole thing?
So you're still drinking? Yeah, I mean you haven't drank all of it yet.
Oh.
Whew.
I'm just letting you know.
There's 3 of these?
Yeah.
What, do you want to drink all of them?
Mathematically, right. You'll die.
If wait, my calculations are correct.
Yeah. Wait, don't tell me. Let me figure this out.
The story math problem. Yeah. Say you have 1 orc and 3 darkness bowls.
And 3 bowls of death. How many bowls of death can
How many
drink?
Orcs will die?
How much death can an orc chug chug?
If an orc chug could chuck death.
Death.
Guys, I think someone has to die here.
Are you volunteering? Okay.
I mean, you're already half dead.
I did enjoy that drink. I got all tingly inside. Someone has to die. I drink.
All right. Come here, bowl. Get in my belly.
Yeah, you have the bowl. And you start drinking again, and you can feel the life force just being drained from your body as you get icier and icier inside. And you lose another 56 hit points you're going down.
Ta-ta!
Ha-ha-ha!
I don't know why Orc turns like British when he dies, but
it's the image that popped in my head is that Orc just had like a tiny umbrella and he just floats down to the ground
and just flew up into the air and floats away.
His soul just
like Mary Poppins.
Ta ta.
Oh my god. So Orc sinks to the ground and we watch him.
And we're like, did we solve the puzzle? We killed the orc.
You killed your friend. You solved the puzzle.
Darkness.
We fall into a deep depression. You win.
It feels bad. So wait, Orc, is that all of your hit points?
Yeah.
Okay. So as you drink the last drop and you feel the last bit of life like leave your body, Puff and Yenri, you see him completely turn to stone and he's holding the empty bowl there.
Oh, cool. Oh.
And now I kind of want Ryan and Dylan to take their headphones out.
Okay.
All right. So, Chris, you feel yourself like lose consciousness, but then you quickly become awake. And you see around you, you're in the same room, but like the liquid is now white and you are now like a shadow standing next to your body. And you can see like ethereal images of Ryan and Dylan standing next to you, Puff and Yenri. Whoa. And you look to your left and you see the painting in front of you. And this whole room is black now. It's like dark and black. And you see the painting in front of you. And it looks like you're looking through a doorway into the image of a pirate ship sailing on the ocean.
Hmm. Okay. Should I keep going before we put their...
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're basically in another plane of existence right now.
Wow. All right. Can I go fuck with Yenri and Puff?
So you try and you're basically like the shadowy mass. So you try and like swipe your hands through them and it just goes straight through them. And they're kind of like, you can see like the essence of them, like these wispy forms of them, like inspecting your statued body.
Okay. I guess so only one of the paintings shows something and it's like a pirate ship.
Yep, exactly.
Sounds like my past or something. Can I go look closer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you get closer to the painting and it's sort of like zooming in as you do, like the pirate ship on the water is getting closer to closer. And you look in the painting and you're now like looking into the painting at like the deck of the ship and you see some people like rummaging around on the deck.
Can I walk all the way in?
Yeah, so you put your hand through and it goes straight through the painting. And then you're able to put your legs in and you climb over the painting and suddenly you're just surrounded by the sounds of the ocean. You hear the waves, you're rocking back and forth on the pirate ship. You can hear some seagulls cawing in the distance and there's like crew running around and they look at you and they're like, Orc, you've come back! You've come back!
Whoa! My crew, right?
It's like, you left us here. It's so good to have you back.
It's good to be back, Fred.
Oh, yeah, you remembered my name. It's Fred.
Fred. And so you're standing there, and there's some distance between you and the crew, and hovering about 3 feet off the ground is this, like, white shining orb that's halfway between you and the crew.
All right, I grab it.
All right, so it's just a white shining light. It looks just bright and light, and it's just like glowing, kind of ebbing and flowing, this glow. And so you walk up to it and grab it, and roll a constitution saving throw.
Oh, am I going to die again? That is a 16.
Okay. So you grab it and the crew looks at you and they're like, are you going to leave us again? You left us out to die here before.
Oh no. Is this a troubled past that I don't remember from my 20 years of blankness. I mean, I can't change the past.
Yeah, and you see their skin start to like melt away and they're becoming like zombified.
No,
and
not
the
again.
Ship is starting to like zombify as well and get dark.
I'm sorry.
And they're just like crying at you and they're starting to like fall into heaps onto the pirate ship deck and looking at you.
Oh, I'm confronting my demons. Is this what's supposed to happen? I'm still holding the light?
Yeah, you're still holding the light.
I keep holding on.
Okay. And like they're just like screaming and yelling and like looking at you.
All right, I let go.
You let go of the orb and everything starts to return to normal. And the crew is like, so you're going to stay with us here?
Yeah, I'm your captain, right?
And you see the light in front of you start to dim.
Oh, man. Yeah, boys, I'm here to stay.
All right, and you see the lights start to flicker out, and you look behind you, and the portal of your painting starts to dim as well.
No, that seems wrong.
And roll Constitution saving throw again.
17.
All right. So you still feel like normal.
All right, I'm going to grab the light and run out of the painting.
Okay. So you grab the light and they start to go like zombified again. And you run out of the painting as they're screaming at you. And you emerge back into the room and the light is like shining brightly in your hands.
All right, I put it in the bowl.
Okay. So you go over and the bowl is empty. There's nothing in it. But there's like wisps of black smoke coming off of your statue.
Oh, okay. I press it into my statue.
Okay. And so you feel yourself being pulled back and your statued body, the chips of stone start to chip off and you emerge and crack out from it. And there is this white light that's like beating in your heart. And it shrinks down, and then you see this piece of a black orb emerge from your heart and get pulled out, and it hovers above the fountain in the middle of the room.
Ooh. Oh, boy, oh boy, that was a trip.
Cool, so all you had to do was die, yeah?
Yeah, I guess so. Am I back to like one hit point now?
Yeah, you're back to your normal health points that you were at before this started.
Oh, I gotta remember that? I remember.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you got hurt in the, what was it, the wind room? Yeah, the wind room.
Or the earth room.
I got hurt a few times
when
this,
he rode the stone staircase to the sky.
I think I got hurt in a few of the rooms last time. But anyway, drink the bowls. Okay. I can tell you what to do, but I don't know if I want to.
All of us have to?
Yeah, I think so, because I just got a piece. Isn't there just like one fragment of the orb?
Yeah, it's a fragment of the orb.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I can get the rest based on what I saw.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, Puff, bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
I could tell you how to do it.
Are we going at the same time? Or
go, yeah. It'll
go
be
left.
Fun if I don't. Yeah, just keep turning left and ask for Harold.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Good
and
luck.
We drink
and we drink it down.
All right, Yenri, you start drinking the liquid and you feel the iciness of this black liquid flow through your body and it just feels like it's permeating every part of your being. And the light in your like mind starts to dim out as you drink more and more and more. And eventually you find yourself falling unconscious.
And I say, Auf Wiedersehen.
And then Ryan, I want you to take your headphones out. Chris can listen in because he already knows what's happening. All right, so Yenri, you find yourself in the same room that you were standing in, but now it appears black. Like the white marble is now black. The liquid in the fountain is now white. And you are like a shadowy version of yourself. And you're standing next to a, like, your statued body. And you can see Ork and Puff in the room and their shadowy figures as well. It's kind of like the ethereal plane. It's like the essence of them are there, but you can't actually touch them or interact with them. And you see a painting next to you, and you see the image of a pastoral landscape there with like a house built into the hillside. And it looks like a window, like you're looking straight through it.
I try to hop into the painting Mario 64 style.
All right. So you yahoo into the painting. And you are now standing in this pastoral landscape, and you can hear the sound of wind against the tall grasses, and you hear like cattle and other animals in the distance and some birds chirping. And you start to hear like lyre music being played. And you look up and there's an old man sitting in front of the house, and he waves at you and he's like, "Yenri? Yenri, my boy, is that you? My God, you finally come home." And you recognize it as your father.
I say, "Dad? Dad, is that you?
I'm so happy you're here. It's like, you, why did you leave?
That was so long ago. I was just a young man looking for a way to make a mark on this life."
"Well, I guess you're here now, which is all that matters."
And so you're standing like 60 feet from him, and you can see about halfway between him and you is this glowing white orb in the middle of this landscape. Okay. I shouldn't say glow. It's just a glowing white light. It's bright and it looks warm.
Okay. I go towards the light.
All right. And like your dad is, he stands up and he's playing the lyre music, and then he stops and he's open and he's like, "I'm so happy you're here. You're gonna stay with us, right?"
Dad, I don't think I can stay.
It's like, "What do you mean you can't stay? You've traveled all this way. You can just stay with us now."
I don't think I belong here.
And he's just standing there like shaking his head. It's like, "You already left once."
Then it shouldn't hurt too much if I have to leave again. And I walk towards the light.
All right. So you walk towards the light, and he's like walking towards you too, like with his arms embraced, or ready to embrace you, I should say.
I feel like he's a trap. If I approach the white light, What am I feeling?
It feels warm.
Dad, is this death?
He's like, "You don't need to die. You can just stay here with me. It's a dangerous world out there."
Staying with you and sounds roll, more
roll
like
a,
death.
Roll a constitution saving throw.
Okay. Oh, that was not great. 4.
So you see the light start to go out a bit. And like everything around you gets brighter and brighter, and Dad's like, "See, it's beautiful here." And you feel like urge to move towards him, and you're like walking by the light.
"Dad, I'm sorry I left so long ago, but I can't stay here. This I'm not meant to be here." And I try to go towards the light and grab it.
All right, so you grab the light. And you see everything around you start to turn dark, and like the grass starts to die around you and the birds stop chirping. And you see your dad, like his skin starts drooping a little bit. It's like, "When you left us, me and your mom, we had no one to help us as we grew old. It's like the farm is falling apart. You left us here to die." And he's walking towards you, and his skin's like starting to fall off as he does.
Dad, I left when I was only a child. I struggled in the streets for years.
And he just screams at you, like this high-pitched screech.
I got a GTFO. Dad, everything's gonna be okay.
And he just shrieks back at you, and he's starting to, like, run at you.
I let go of the light momentarily.
All right, you let go and everything turns bright again. And he's like, see? Isn't that better? And roll another constitution saving throw.
12.
Okay, you feel okay. You still feel like you have your faculties.
I try to eat the light.
All right, you take the light and you shove it in your body. And you feel this, like, brightness and warmth inside of you. And the world around you, like, goes dark. And all you can see now is the painting still behind you that's leading back into the room.
Oh, okay. I guess I go to the painting.
All right.
Try to hop through it.
You hop back through the painting. And you see your statue there, and there's, like, black smoke rising off of it.
And can I go and approach my own statue and touch it?
Yeah. So you go and touch it, and you feel yourself pulled into the statue. And you feel yourself go unconscious for a moment. And then Puff and Orc, you see the rock stone outer layer of Yenri chip off, and Yenri emerges from it. And you see from your heart area this white light, and then it dims out, and then another piece of blackness rises and goes and joins Orcs hovering above the fountain.
Hey, welcome back.
How was that?
It's rough, if I'm being honest.
All right. You could have lied to him? You could have lied to me. No, don't tell me.
Yeah, it feels like something you need to experience for yourself.
I think I've grown as a person.
Oh, man. My heart's beating pretty fast. All right, I'm going to down that cup.
Yep.
Let's go.
So you take the bowl and you drink it, and you feel even colder than your normal cold-blooded self. And
I don't know. I'm
maybe
dying.
You don't feel it. Maybe you just you're like, oh, this feels fine.
Yeah, it's an easy transition for me. I don't actually feel the death.
Yeah, you're just walking around and drinking it, and then suddenly you just turn to stone, and you pass out.
Oh.
And you like awaken in this ethereal world, and you see a stone statue of yourself, and you yourself are like this black smokiness. And you can see the figures of Orc and Yenri, and they're also these smoky figures in this room. And the room looks exactly the same as what you were in, but now all the white marble is black and the black liquid is white. And you see the painting in front of you, and you look through and you can see the sandy city streets of a town that you recognize as your childhood home.
Oh.
And it looks like you're looking straight through this painting.
So can I jump in like Mario?
Yeah, and you yahoo into the painting.
I'm guessing this is not the first.
Dylan said the exact same thing.
Now I'm mad that I didn't say that.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if you had also. And I was like, no. Did we all three do it?
Woohoo!
And you're now standing on the sandy streets. It kind of looks like Aladdin Agrabah. The sun is shining really brightly above you. And you're standing in an alleyway, and you look down the alley, and there's this figure that's hunched over in a cloak. And the figure pulls the hood down, and it's an emaciated Salamandarian woman. And she looks at you, and she says, Puff? Puff, have you finally come back?
And I say, Mom?
It's like, yes, it's me, it's your mother.
Hi, you left so long ago. I miss you so much.
Hey, Mom, why do we live in a desert?
This is where you
grew up. As salamanders? It seems like we should live in like a forest, you know?
That's probably why I'm so emaciated.
Yeah, you look kind of dried out.
This is true.
Oh, so what's up, Mom?
And she's about 30 feet away from you, and halfway in between the two of you, you see a glowing white light hovering about 3 feet in the air. And she says to you,
I'm just so happy you're home. Now that you're back, you can provide for the family and help take care of me in my old age. It's just so good to not feel abandoned anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that sounds cool. Yeah. I think this might be a dream, though. So, unfortunately...
Does this feel like a dream, Puff?
Kinda, yeah. I'm gonna walk towards this light.
Okay.
I think I'm dead, Mom.
No, you were dead to me, but now you're alive again.
Oh, hey, all right. Well, let's get the record straight. You kicked me out.
No, I would never do that.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Mom.
Yes, Mother. I'll walk up to the white light.
Mm-hmm.
Can I step into it? Can I put it into my heart?
So you step into it and you feel its warmth pressed against your chest, and you start to see the area around you go dark. It's like clouds are starting to collect in the sky, and this figure that your mother stands up, and you see the skin start to melt from her face. It's like, don't tell me you're going to abandon me again. It's like, you're going to leave me to die in this alley?
Oh, Jesus. Mom, hold on. Don't become a demon.
And she starts, like, hobbling towards you.
Oh, and Jesus.
And you can see, like, her skin starting to peel off her face. And, like, paint on the walls of these buildings is starting to peel off and fleck off and, like, be blown away in the wind.
I go up and hug her.
So you walk past the light and like everything becomes bright again and your mom's face returns to normal. It's like, I knew you'd come around. And make a constitution saving throw.
Is this like a siren song? Constitution?
Yep.
That's a 20.
Okay. So you feel okay and like your mother's embrace feels a little cold to you.
Mom, I think you might be a siren, so I'm gonna leave now.
No, you can just stay here with me forever and ever.
Nah, that's cool. I use blight on her.
So... you use blight on her and you see her go even more emaciated and she like falls to the ground. She's like,
Puff, why are you doing this? You're gonna let me to die again.
And she's like scratching the earth and like crawling and trying to grab at your feet.
I don't believe that you are mother.
And like everything starts to go a little bit dark again.
Oh, everything starts to go dark?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I undo the spell, I guess.
And your mom returns to normal and just stands up and hugs you.
Says, stay with me forever, Puff.
And make a constitution saving throw.
21.
All right. So, and again, her touch feels unnatural and cold to you.
I push her away and use stinking cloud.
Your mom is enveloped in noxious gases and you see her screaming from the inside.
And I go back to the light.
Okay.
Can I step back into the light?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a glowing orb of light. It's like you can it's
oh, can I grab
like
it?
Baseball size. Yeah.
Oh, I want to grab it.
So you grab it and you see everything turn dark again, and you hear your mom screaming in the background in the noxious gas and everything starting to peel off the walls. And you're looking back towards the painting you came through, and you can see the room on the other side.
Okay. Can I continue to move towards the painting?
Yeah. Yeah, so you, with light in hand, you start to run towards the painting, and the buildings are starting to crumble around you, and you just hear the shriek of your mom, and you run to the painting and jump through, and then it's just silence. And you're standing there in the room, and you see the statue of yourself with this black smoke coming off of it.
I step into the statue with the light.
And you step into the statue, and then the statue falls apart, and you're back in the room with Ork and Yenri, and you now feel this warmth in your heart, and the light dissipates, and a black orb comes out and fuses with Ork and Yenri's, and then the orb is complete and it is glowing with this soft black smoke above the fountain.
Ooh, all right. You guys nice and traumatized? What'd you see?
I'm a dad. Yeah. Yeah, traumatized for sure.
Saw my mom, yeah. I don't know. I don't think it was my mom, so.
Pretty all right. Was your mom killed by the salamander man?
Yeah. That's why I'm sure it was not my mom.
Nice.
Who'd you see, Orc?
My old crew. No parents, unfortunately.
Still gotta be hard.
Yeah, they're all right. There was Fred and the other ones. All right. Anyway, who wants to verb that noun?
Snatch that glow.
That was a good one. All right, and yeah, you snatch that glow, and you walk back out, and the object breaks apart, and the black light goes, and it lights up the last orb on the main door, and you hear this giant shuddering, and the main ornate door glows with this silvery white light around its rim, and you hear a creaking noise as the whole thing opens up, and there's white light emitting from this large door.
Nice.
All right, boys. That's final it. Room. Let's see what this crystal's got to offer.
And so you take each other's hands and you step forward into the white light. And the white light is piercing for a while.
We always have to hold hands now.
Yes. Yes, we do. Yes.
We're friends.
Brothers in hands.
In arms. And so you walk through the white light. And you're just surrounded by this wispy whiteness. And you start to see a figure or a shape in the distance. And you walk forward and you see General Sage trapped in a blue crystal hovering above the ground. And from behind this crystal, you see a wispy white figure of a woman come around the crystal and start walking towards you.